Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The gospel lesson for today comes to us from Matthew chapter 6, beginning in the 9th verse. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The theme for today's sermon is God blesses us with everything that we need for this life. Most of us are driven to prayer in times of extreme need, when something goes wrong in our life. We look to Him when our life is a real mess. And I know for many of you, probably during this time of COVID and the pandemic, you've turned to God and you've prayed maybe more than you have before, especially as we've gone through the roller coaster of the stock market going up and down, as we've heard about so many Americans dying of the pandemic, and maybe even extended family members, or people that we might have known that have died since the pandemic started. And that's okay. It's good to go to God in tough situations. In our life, difficult situations draw us closer to God in prayer. The problem is that we often go to God in prayer, but we don't thank Him for the blessings and all that He has done for us in our life. We forget to do that. As we get ready for this Easter week, let us reflect in today's sermon on the topic of gratitude. The first thing that we can be thankful for as Christians is that God blesses both Christians and non-Christians in this life. The Bible says that the rain, it falls on the just and the unjust. God blesses all people. God's generosity and His love and His kindness doesn't only extend to His children, but even to people that hate God. God has a true kindness and a true sympathy towards all people. And it makes it easier for us to understand that God doesn't want anyone to perish, but that all people would believe in Him and have everlasting life. The second thing that we can do is to acknowledge that all blessings come from God. It's true that God gives to all people, but there's a difference between us Christians and people who are not Christians who benefit from God's love and God's grace. Non-Christians believe that they have what they have because of their hard work or their good luck. But we as Christians know that all that we have comes from God and is a blessing from Him. So I encourage all of you to acknowledge God and to thank Him when you wake up in the morning, before you eat a meal, before you go to sleep. Martin Luther was brilliant when he reminded us every single morning to pray, I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you have graciously kept me this night from all harm and all danger. As a Christian, we acknowledge God and we thank Him for all things and all blessings. The third thing that we can remember and think about during this Lenten season is that God promises to give you daily bread, but He doesn't always promise to give you all the cake that you would like. One of the great sins of our generation is that we want all that our parents have, and all that they have obtained and that they have achieved in their life by the time that we're 35 years old. When we don't live like the rich and the famous, or when we don't feel like the featured people in the magazines, we often get impatient and we want more than we have and more than we need. We want the beautiful home. We want the 10-foot ceilings. We want the 3 or 4,000 square foot house, the new furniture, the beautiful backyard with a pool for our kids to play in. And we want a car that fits our image of ourselves. But brothers and sisters, your Heavenly Father, He knows what you need and He gives it to you when you need it. But we always don't get the extra cake that we want. The fourth thing we can remember during this Lenten season is to be careful of what drives our motivations, our decisions, and our life. St. Paul wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9, "But those who desire to be rich, they fall into temptation. They fall into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and into destruction." I think if we all look back and we think back about our lives, maybe it was right after college or when we were newlyweds, and we lived a simple but wonderful life, living probably in an apartment, buying furniture from Goodwill, driving a junky car, but having everything that you need, your friends, your health, your new spouse, and you have so many great memories. But all of that was lived on simply. With stuff comes burdens, with stuff comes temptations. Big houses and beautiful cars come with big bills. And many have become slaves to their house or their home or their RV or their boat instead of being a slave to God. Also, don't allow the bread to make you bitter because it doesn't taste as good as the cake that you would love to be having. When you complain that you don't have all the cake and all the luxuries and all the blessings and all this extra stuff, you're really kind of telling God that you are unsatisfied with what He has given unto you. In the wilderness, God gave His people manna. It was exactly what they needed. He supported Him. He supported His people. He provided for His people. He blessed His people. But the people complained against Him, and they were bitter about the very gift that God was giving them. Martin Luther explains to us what is included with our daily bread. In the Catechism, he writes, "Everything that has to do with the support and the needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like are all part of our daily bread that is given to us by God." But now remember during this Lenten season that God is faithful to you. King David wrote in Psalm chapter 37, verse 25. He wrote that, "I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread." The Bible says that our job is to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all these things will be added unto you. It is the Lord that does the adding in your life. God has not only given you what you need, but He's given you so much more than what you need. God has given you an exceptional country to live in and to raise a family. God has given the majority of you a Christian spouse. God has given most of you the ability to live in a beautiful place or to own a home. And God has given you the gift of faith. As a Lutheran, you're blessed to hear the preaching of the law and the gospel every Sunday, and to receive the Lord's Supper for the ongoing forgiveness of all of your sins. But I would be remiss if we only thanked God. We would be remiss if we only thank God for the things of this world, for our home, for our food, for our beautiful wives. We should also thank God for sending His Son to die for us, so that we now have peace with God, forgiveness of our sins. We thank God that He has taken our sins that were red as scarlet, and He has made our sins white as snow. And we thank God that He has forgiven us. David wrote in Psalm 116 a brilliant question. He wrote, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits toward me?" This is what is amazing. For all that God has given to you and blessed you and taken care of you with, it is our duty and our honor to thank and praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So during this season of Lent, we can remember that God is faithful, and we see it when He gives us our daily bread. We can remember that we need to slow down, we need to stop ourselves from complaining about our lack of desires and our wanting of cake rather than thanking God for the daily bread that He provides for us. And we can remember that God blesses us with everything that we need for this life. And not only does God give us what we need, He gives us so many times so much more than we really truly need. And lastly, we thank God for the spiritual, that He has saved us from our sin and from being lost and condemned sinners. As Christians, though, we don't place our hope into the cake of this world, but rather we place our hope into heaven. And we look forward to living in paradise without sin and without suffering. Now may this grace, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard your hearts, may it guard your minds through Jesus Christ, who is this world's only Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Iowa District West and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for Chaplain Paul Rockwar, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.